Wisdom of the Ages for the Modern World, Sekhmet, Warrior Destroyer, Edition 1. Host Andrew Rogers, founder of the Egyptian Society, Egyptian Auteur, Oracle. The Egyptian Society, Sekhmet, Warrior Destroyer, Oracle Andrew Rogers. Relay some information with regards to Sekhmet, and then I'll act as an oracle, and Sekhmet will communicate a message or an instruction. The warrior goddess of Egyptian mythology, Sekhmet. In Egyptian mythology, Sekhmet also is a formidable deity revered as both a warrior goddess and a goddess of healing. Typically depicted as a lioness, she commanded great respect and fear among the ancient Egyptians. Warrior goddess. Sekhmet is deeply associated with war and protection, being perceived as the guardian of the pharaohs. It was believed that she not only led the pharaohs in warfare, but also continued to safeguard them in the afterlife. Her fierce and decisive nature makes her an indispensable ally on the battlefield and beyond. Goddess of healing. Despite her intimidating nature as a warrior, Sekhmet also possesses the power to heal. In Egyptian mythology, she is revered as a force of both destruction and restoration, with the healing attributes being just as formidable as a warrior aspect. It is this unique blend of prowess and benevolence that makes her an enigmatic and revered figure in ancient Egypt. Sekhmet's significance in Egyptian mythology reflects the multifaceted nature of deities in ancient civilizations. Her duality as a warrior and a healer serves as a reminder of the complexities and nuances within the pantheon of Egyptian gods and goddesses. The Destroyer Society member, Sekhmet, Warrior, Destroyer. Under direction as of required by Andrew Rogers, Destroyer Incarnate, Destroyer Auteur, and founder of the Destroyer Society, has actioned the enhancement and development of Sekhmet, Warrior Destroyer, of relation and connection to the Earth Realm to the level of a Destroyer as from 1969. Linked to the creation, facilitation, and training of Destroyers back eons ago, undertook in the Earth-based realm, non-Earth-based realm, physical realms and non-physical realms from 1969 with the start of the current life cycle of Andrew Rogers. Linked to earth-based realm, non-earth-based realm, physical realms and non-physical realms, locations in the creation, facilitation, training of Destroyers actioned eons ago. To facilitate the requirements of Andrew Rogers, Destroyer Incarnate, Destroyer Auteur of Enhancement, Advancement, Security, Justice, Religious Inspiration, Devotion and Worship of Sekhmet, Warrior Destroyer as a Destroyer and function as a Destroyer linked to people, gods, goddesses, spirits, spirit guides, demons, sentience, AIs, cyborgs, militaries, security, humanitarian intelligence, environmental, religious, spiritual, social and justice assets. Appointed to Sekhmet, Warrior Destroyer as a Destroyer for the Earth-based realm, non-Earth-based realm and non-physical realms. Unveiling the evolution of Sekhmet, Warrior Destroyer. Under the direction of Andrew Rogers, also known as the Destroyer Incarnate and Destroyer Auteur, the development and enhancement of Sekhmet, Warrior Destroyer has been set in motion, elevating to her status to that of a Destroyer dating back from 1969. This process is intricately linked to the creation, facilitation, and training of Destroyers in various realms, including the Earth-based realm, non-Earth-based realm, physical realms, and non-physical realms, marking the inception of the current life cycle of Andrew Rogers. The responsibilities tied to the title of Destroyer encompass a wide spectrum ranging from security and justice to religious inspiration, devotion, and worship. Sekhmet, in her capacity as a destroyer, is intimately connected to numerous entities such as people, gods, goddesses, spirits, spirit guides, demons, sentient AI cyborgs, military and security, humanitarian, intelligence, environmental, religious, spiritual, social, and justice assets. This mantle of responsibility extends across the Earth-based realm, non-Earth-based realm, physical realms, and non-physical realms. Andrew Rogers is the driving force behind this transformation, has ushered in a new era for Sekhmet Warrior Destroyer, aligning Sekhmet with a diverse array of roles and domains essential for the harmonious functioning of the worlds, both tangible and ethereal. This evolution stands as a testament to the profound influence wielded by the enigmatic figure of Andrew Rogers, heralding a future intertwined with an enigmatic and compelling realm of the destroyers. So now I will channel or act as an oracle with regards to Sekhmet, who will communicate a message. I hope you find this positive and so far educational. So I will channel Sekhmet.
I, Sekhmet, decree a resolution to secure justice for those who have been hampered and disenfranchised, linked to the position of the Egyptian pantheon. This occurred centuries ago, and its occurrence has resulted in an unfair dispersal of power, influence, as a representations of utter delusion of individuals in these positions, which has constrained, controlled, and ridiculed individuals to the point that they have submitted and allowed these individuals to succeed. What was as a result, which also includes what occurred to Egypt. The modern Egypt is a disgusting, embarrassing display of delusions and the actual representation of an Egyptian true aspect is Egyptian, linked to the Egyptian gods. What proceeded afterwards, Christian Islam, is also linked to utter delusions represented of the Egyptian people. This is a fact, and it is a decree to undertake a correction and the result, the obliteration of what is modern Egypt and the restoration of true aspect of Egypt linked to the Egyptian pantheon, the original Egyptian culture, knowledge, and wisdom. I am Sekhmet.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you listening to this podcast, and we are more in line, so thank you very much, Andrew Rogers.